Well, the fresh round of international talks on the Syria crisis is kicked off in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Top diplomats from over 20 countries and representatives from several international bodies, including the European Union, the United Nations, and the Arab League, are attending the meeting. The negotiations are aimed at maintaining peace across Syria and facilitating the delivery of humanitarian aid to besieged parts of the country. Diplomats are trying to pave the way for the resumption of talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is also there. Iran's top diplomat has held a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Moscow and Tehran insist that only the Syrian people can decide the future of their country. Well, we're now joined by our correspondent Homa Lezgi from Vienna. Homa, please give us more details about the talks that have kicked off in Vienna.
Yes, Fardia, the talks are still underway as far as we know. We are expecting a press conference later on, of course, that's being chaired by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, and the UN's Special Representative for Syria, Staffan de Mistura. And we're expected to, of course, hear of any achievement or any result that has been achieved through these negotiations. But even at the start of these talks, there hasn't been a lot of optimism, and a lot of political observers are saying that they doubt that this round of talks here in Vienna, with the participation of so many, of course, representatives from around the world, is going to lead to any significant result, at least on the ground. But the stated objective and aim of these negotiations is to create the conditions, we're hearing, suitable for a cessation of hostilities. We know that that's very important in order for the talks in Geneva that have been led by Staffan de Mistura to be held between the warring sides in Syria, between the Syrian government representatives and representatives of the opposition. The fact that we're seeing breaks in the cessation of hostilities, especially in Aleppo and elsewhere in Syria, is a cause for concern. And we're hearing, for instance, the German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier, before he went into the talks, telling reporters that the intention is to try and create the conditions where at least this cessation of hostilities can expand a bit to include more areas, although a permanent or comprehensive ceasefire is still out of the picture. Also, a lot of talk about delivery of humanitarian aid and humanitarian supplies to areas that are in urgent need. Now, what's been seen as a major stumbling block, basically, still is the issue of political transition, because as far as the Vienna talks are concerned, if the decision was made some time ago here, that this political transition would be able to happen by August. We're not sure if that's going to take place, because still there's a lot of differences as to what this political transition means. You know, when the Syrian government and their supporters, including Iran, Russia, are speaking, they say that they believe that President Assad should be part of this transition, and then the Syrian people should decide his fate. But still, there is insistence from his opponents, both those who are actively fighting him and also their supporters like Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Qatar, the United States, that Assad should not be part of that transition and should leave. And this sentiment is coming especially from Saudi Arabia. So that's still an issue that's causing a lot of differences around the negotiating table. But the objective of the world leaders who are here is to at least create a condition where the Geneva talks can resume those talks that have been stalled now. And that's what Mr. de Mistura is looking for. We'll, of course, wait and see if they can come up with any kind of an initiative that could help those negotiations move forward when we have the press conference here in Vienna.
Thank you very much, Homa. Press TV's Homa Lezgi joining us from the Austrian capital, Vienna.